you're going to have to play a very hard game with them. You dealt with these clowns. You know how damn tough they are. They're not only tough, but they keep their deal. But you can handle them. And handling them in a decent, gentlemanly, but firm way is the way to do it. You don't have to shout it. Just talk a little lower and get the word. You'll always notice the Japanese hiss whisper when they're most angry. But anyway,
that's one trade you have in common.
Yeah, that's right. Now you could say, now this business thing, Paul, say that I'm totally reliant on it, but I think that's the least of our problems. Because I think that it's so important that we have to live together.
No, we have to.
We have to live together. Now, Connolly has, and this is something that drives state right up the wall, but you can play this game. Connolly has this theory that with Europe unity, that it might very well be in the interest of the United States to form a closer relationship in an economic way with our friends in Japan, as well as Latin America and Canada, all of which are difficult. But you can say that, I mean, when you're talking around, go into that just a little bit, that the fact that we want a close relationship in the Jiri, now take a, don't take a soft line, look, we want to get along with Japan at any cost because they'll run right over us. But the line being that it's got to be mutual respect, that there are grave problems because they are so damn good. We know they're good. And we've told our people we've got to get good too, but we don't want an anti-Japanese thing developing here, and that you're there to develop those things. Now, that brings you to the China problem. On the China problem, you should be not a bit defensive, and say, look, the great question that we have to ask ourselves, we and the Japanese, consistent in our joint communique and a very significant statement that we place the highest emphasis on developing, which is a positive word, our friendship and so forth.
They struggled bitterly against this.
The Chinese didn't want that. They want us to maintain it, but we say developing. And that incidentally, in our private conversations, I think you cannot pass this to the Japanese, because nothing you have to bear in mind, no matter how good friends are, the worst leaders, perhaps next to the French, that we have. The French aren't so bad, on the business, but some accept that there are two or three people there, four of them are horrible. But the Japanese are unbelievably bad leaders. I think the Philippines are worse. But the Japanese are almost.
I have that experience in business and
doing it. Oh, yeah. At least I have seen it. But let me tell you that in my talks with Joe and Lana, and also talk, I didn't take the line that you usually take by our State Department people, and I don't want you to ever take it. That, look here, the whole purpose of the Nixon Doctrine is to withdraw from Asia, you know, and as we have that kind. This is the purpose of the Nixon Doctrine, stay in. It is a policy that has its purpose, developing a viable way that the United States can be a great Pacific power. We're in Asia. We're there to stay. Our presence, in terms of ground forces, will be at a lower profile as others develop their influence capabilities, but we're there to stay, and our commitment is there. I would say, in terms of, but I think you, but coming back to the point, the line that I suppose that most people would talk to the Chinese, when the Chinese, of course, they just firmly ditch it. They say Japan should be neutral, the United States should get out of Asia. And then the response that some of our people makes it, but we are getting out. You notice the Nixon Doctrine there. I didn't take that line at all. I took exactly the opposite. Good. I said, we're not getting out. I said, and it's not in your interest that we get out. Because I said, the concept of a neutral, unarmed Japan is totally a dream. There will never be a neutral, unarmed Japan. You can't have an economic giant that will be satisfied with being a military picking, particularly when you have eight people who have the drive and all the frustrations and hatreds and so forth going out of World War II, the Japanese have. They're going to be something in the world. As Lee Kuan Yew once said, you can't tell the most capable people in Asia, and he's a Chinese, the most capable, driven is the word, people in Asia, that their destiny for the rest of their lives is to build transistor radios and teach the Africans how to grow rice. They're going to be a great power, and not just an economic power. Unless the nuclear guarantee of the alliance with the United States is firm. In other words, if you cut that, guarantee, you cut that alliance, what's Japan going to do with China sitting there developing? They're either going to rearm, or they're going to make a deal with somebody else. They have no other choice. We know that. So, our view is, which we have strongly stated, we are going to continue to develop our ties with Japan. That's that. Now they'll come on and say, well, any secret deals with the Chinese, of course, but we receive them. They'll go and say, what should they do about China? There isn't a hell of a lot they can do. There isn't a hell of a lot because,
except to try to open up the discussion.
We would object to that.
Well, they're going to do that.
They're trying to do that.
I think, Mr. President, we have to get across to them that if they start raising us to Peking, it's going to be...
they're going to lose.
A, they're going to lose, and B, it's going to be a misfortune for both countries. If they...
Because Peking will never pay too high a price.
Sure.
If the Japanese let's go right, they play with the Chinese. We probably it would take 10 years until both Joe and I and Mao Zedong are dead before we can put it out. But I think my conversation to him even shocked Henry a little. Although he heard exactly the same line.
No, yeah, but you hit you.
But I admitted it. I was doing it at my level. Henry thought he was being pretty tough.
And you hit them more frontally.
ourselves. The Foreign Secretary.
Well, he doesn't want, Sartre doesn't want Fukuda pressed for one thing. And the other way around. Secondly, it's now set up, which was before the offender came out. Sartre places enormous stress on seeing me alone. I think it's mostly symbolism.
I'm sorry.
As soon as I get there, I told the ambassador yesterday, I will see whether I can get him in. But I can't get him in on at least one of those meetings.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'll tell you what you think.
Not tell them that the president said this to the Chinese.
No, but the
Some of them are very nice. Kishis, I like them all. But the main thing is that we have to bear in mind is while they're difficult, they're a hell of a formidable people. Eisenhower once said to me, he said, you know, we're coming up the British, and this was the time Henry of the Suez, where we did the wrong thing, in my view. Not because the British didn't screw it up, you know, because we destroyed Britain, France, and Britain, the world power that we did. But nevertheless, he said about the Britons, and you know the interesting thing about the British. He says they are the best allies in war and the most difficult friends in peace. And that's the Japanese, perhaps. We never had an alliance with them recently, but that's hard for you to see.
Oh, a new America,
the Mark Martin.
Well, that's an American codec.
Why did they mean that?
Far superior to what the Japanese have. I'm just going to take it over and show them that we still have.
Who made this one? How much it cost?
Well, this one is $130, but they have four different models they start to
pull out.
That's right. It had to be developed with a new film, so that's the only way to do it. Get the right exposure.
Well, it's not a real golfer.
Yes, sir.
You've got to play. How many have I got?
I got three.
They've all got some of my golf balls.
You've got to have some hookers.
And I've got to go to the bottom of the
well, that's me, right?
Older than that.
The only thing I'll give you is the going away present is a box of my golf balls.
Sure.
Bring me a box of golf balls.